The following podcast is a Dear Media production.
What's up, everyone? I'm Sheena Shea. You may know me from 9 seasons of Bravo's Vanderpump Rules, but I'm here to tell you about my podcast called Shenanigans. We talk about everything from reality TV, pop culture, relationships, parenting, and invite you to join the conversations with Q&A sessions where nothing is off the table. There's so much more I want to share with you. Thanks for listening, and make sure to subscribe to Shenanigans to stay up to date with new episodes every Friday.
Hi, I'm Caroline Stanbury, star of The Real Housewives of Dubai, entrepreneur, wife, and mother of three, once divorced and now remarried to a much younger man. Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury follows me as I live my life unapologetically and shows you that there is life after 40. I'm here to let you know that not only is there a life after divorce, but you have the power to make it your best one yet, just like I did. So buckle up and join me for the wild ride. So welcome back to another episode of Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. And today was a bit of a surprise episode because, honestly, I don't know if my ass from my head, whatever the saying is. I'm running around like a headless chicken. I have decided, well, we are off to Namibia for 12 days. And like everything I do in life, it's chaos. My son's birthday is tonight, and I have to go out with my in-laws, my ex-in-laws, Jem, I don't know who else, all the kids, Sergio. I need to pack for 12 days. I've lost my brand new earpods. I've basically been hungover for the last 3 days. It was my 48th birthday, and I did it a few days early and invited everyone over, kind of hope on the whim that most of them wouldn't come. And then it got to about, I think we could have been about 50 people, actually. I don't have any alcohol left in the entire house, and I'm pretty sure I drank most of it on my own. Let me tell you something. God, it was weird. I have woken up, or did wake up, with these bags under my eyes, but they were like black and blue, like literal sacks of water. I don't know whether I had an allergic reaction to the alcohol, but I have literally looked like someone had soccer punched me. Now, I know I was drunk, but I do know that I didn't get soccer punched at the party. Or if I did, could someone let me know? But I guess it was the sign of a good party. There are so many people I didn't get to see. So if I didn't speak to you, I'm really, really sorry. I was a lunatic. I don't know what it is about birthdays. I woke up in the morning. Poor Sergio just needs to put on like a sumo wrestling outfit. I don't care. He could bring me the Hope Diamond. I'd still kick him and tell him it was the worst gift on the planet. He actually made me this beautiful card, as he always does, with all these beautiful words that I'm useless at. And then brought me all these gifts, which I start unwrapping. And even though I like them, I really like them, by the way, I said I hated them. You know, I just make his life miserable every single birthday. I don't know why. I don't know what I'm expecting him to do, because if he didn't do it, I'd probably be just as miserable. Then if I had to choose my own gifts, I'd be even more miserable. I don't know what it is. My birthday sends me into a fucking tailspin. Is anyone else like that? Because they're always so lovely. Everyone's so lovely to me. I felt so fucking fortunate this birthday. Who's my age, has a beautiful family, a husband that adores her, friends that show up no matter what. All my friends came. They came, and it was like I was on sort of 55 Adderall, and I hadn't even had a drink. I was a complete lunatic. I think the fact that the dogs are sleeping with me, and I'd been up 3 or 4 times in the night, but I think the adrenaline too. And I hate loads of people in my house. I get anxiety from it. And the first thing that they did when they got here was break my bar. So that was like quite hard to recover from for me. But then I just did. And I have to remind myself, don't sweat the small stuff, Caroline, don't sweat the small stuff. And then I have my white sofa. And I don't know why I'm as anal as I am, because I really do enjoy my parties. I love them. I love seeing everyone. I love my friends. And I feel so grateful. And then when I'm in it, I send myself, the perfectionist side of me sends me into, well, I just ruined my own day. And for what? For what is the question? I don't know. I don't know why I do it. Long story short, the day went really, really well. I just had a wonderful time, but it just took me, oh, so long to get over. My recovery was terrible. Thank God I didn't really have to apologize to too many people. So that's always a blessing. Maybe I think because we drank so much wine that everybody was in the same situation. The funny thing is I was sort of doing a little thing, you know, about home delivery and stuff like this of alcohol. And I was like, I looked like the local alcoholic 2 days later. Literally, as I said, my eyes were black and blue, and I've never had that reaction. So I wonder if it's something when you get older. Or my girlfriend just said, take an antihistamine, which I did, which I took, and it's slowly going down, but it's not perfect. I definitely need to have, a lymphatic massage and get it out of me. But I don't have time from lymphatic massage because not only was it my birthday, my daughter's birthday, we did hers. Now it's my son's, both my sons. And my sons have different parties on different days. I don't know if anyone else has twins. This is the first year that they've actually decided to invite each other again, which is a blessing. But they have their own birthdays. So my son, Zach, chose a football party. My other son is having a paintball party. And tonight I've got the dinner. So it's a complete fucking fiasco. The month of April is not only the most ridiculously expensive month of my life, but the organization that goes into balloons for all the parties, everything. I mean, it's just nuts. My head's spinning. God, it's good to be a father, isn't it? All I have to do is send him half the bills and say, pay them. And everything else just magically appears, doesn't it? It's crazy. And my sons drive me nuts 57 times a day discussing what they should get for their birthday, like it's the last birthday they're ever going to have. And I have to sit there for hours and debate whether they'll use it or not, or whether it's a goodbye, whether they should trade things with their friends. It's so funny. I mean, 14 is a funny age, isn't it? I mean, I have to be absolutely thankful. My boys are really on the right track and they're so respectful and so grown up, and it's just lovely. And I know that it's a struggle for some people. Like I was talking to my sister-in-law Sophie, and obviously she brings her kids up in London, so it's a lot harder. Last time I was there, I think one of them had sort of kicked off, and then he's like, I hate you, and off he goes down the road. Well, I mean, mine goes down the road in Barari, hers ends up in some shithole in South London, whatever. You'd be having a complete heart attack, wouldn't you? And then they turn off their phone, tell you that they're not coming home, fuck you, and they hate you and all of this kind of stuff. So I'm just so blessed that I don't kind of have this. Mine are kind of like my Dubai kids, which are like, yes, mummy, I want truffle on my tuna. Although it's annoying, they're so well behaved at the moment. It's quite amazing. I'm like, oh, okay. They're the adults. And they actually really like, I think because I am at home alone, they actually really do, not alone, obviously I've got Sergio, but it's like step-parents are a little different, aren't they? Because I'm the parent on their own for them. They really do sort of take care of me. They always check in. And when they're staying with their dad, they check in every day and go, mommy, are you okay? Just checking you're all right. So it's so sweet. So I'm really looking forward to tonight. And then at 3 a.m. or whatever it is, 4 a.m., we are off to Namibia and via, I think we're going to Qatar, and then we're going to Johannesburg, see a friend of mine on the way. I mean, it's going to be 12 days in the trip of a lifetime. I'm taking pillows with me. We're driving cross country. We're going to see something called the Pink Lakes. And again, this is just something I think, I know we travel a lot, but when you kind of get into this crazy, which is our life, which I work 24/7, I get up and I work in the middle of the night too. I have partners all over the world. And a lot of you don't actually see other companies that I have just because I choose not to share them, because I just don't think it's important to bring into this public figure thing that I have. This is so key. Sergio and I are going to go and sleep under the stars and like just reconnect again. I mean, he's been going on and on and on and on. Patrice Evra's wife was over this weekend. Thank you so much, Margot, if you're listening. They have the most adorable little baby girl that literally I wanted to just pull her hair the whole time. No, I'm kidding. I love her. Because Sergio is just gaga over that child. Every time he comes, I'm going to have to ban children. That's what I'm going to do. I'm going to have to ban children from my house. I'm just going to put no children zone on the front door. If you've got a baby, don't visit. So he's gone absolutely baby mad again. But, you know, so I actually got a little bit further, everyone. I called a surrogacy agency. I got that far. And then I had to like pay a deposit or something to speak to them. And then just before I paid the deposit, I was like, okay, I can wait a little bit longer. That's as far as I got again. And then because actually watching everybody else's child go around my house at the party with sticky little fingers, I was like, oh God, I don't know if I've got the patience for this. I don't know if I've got the patience. It's really difficult. It's really, really difficult. I have a best girlfriend from London as well. And we were talking about it. Our children have grown up together. She's godmother to mine. I'm godmother to hers. And we were like, can you imagine doing this again? And I just can't. But then I'm like, maybe it would be different because I've got so much help now and Dubai is just different. It'd be fun. And I think times are different. Are you such a slave to your child as you were? I don't know. I simply don't know. But then I watched Margot doesn't make it look that fun. Sorry, Margot, if you're listening again. Poor thing. She's got one attached to her leg. The other one is attached to the arm. She's always like, it's just crazy. I just remember the chaos, the absolute chaos. So I don't know. And I think at my birthday party, everyone was like, blow out your candles. What's your wish? And my one wish was that nobody sat on my sofa. I don't know. I just can't change, can I? But maybe I would be good. I mean, that's the $1 million question. Will Sergio stay or will he go if I don't? I don't know. Will I be okay anyway? I don't know. Anyway, this trip is like going to be one of our, like, I guess it's, well, we could equate it a little bit to the Himalayas trip. This is what it'd be like, is we're driving, we're stopping, we're like going to places that we've never been. We're going to be map reading. I'm taking like pillows with me for the car. We're taking food because I don't know what we'll be able to get on the way and if we get hungry for snacks and all of that. It's 5 to 6 hours of driving in the day. I mean, we did say we'd stop each place 2 days so that we can just relax before we go again. But again, Namibia is probably a place that we're never going to go again. So it's bucket list and tick. We really are doing quite a lot these next 2 months because we were doing a tour in Australia. And then my press team, because the show is launching, just called up and said, would you mind staying or coming, going there early and doing press in Australia, which I don't at all. I've never been and I've absolutely been dying to go. And I was like, the show's been on for God knows how many years anyway. Someone should go over there and do some press. So I'm going to go and do it. And then I do this tour with JT Fox. So he just added another day to mine because we have a whole load of people that are coming to Dubai to see us. And then they come to Bali to see us. And it's really fun, actually. I've met all these investors and you kind of do crowdfunding and you meet such amazing people when you do these sort of tours that we're doing. And you sort of like let, I don't know, life take over. When you sort of say yes to everything and stop worrying about whether you can do it or what happens if it goes wrong or how busy you are, life kind of just takes you in this magical direction of crazy. And I feel like, I don't know, I feel like this year is the year I've been working towards my entire fucking life. Isn't that weird? I don't know. I think I've seen this. I keep telling you I'm a huge manifester and that I see everything for me. I feel like I've had blockages in my life, like I'm sure you all have, like you've all wanted something and it just never came, or you've been searching for something, it never came. And I've always been a believer that the moment you stop looking is the moment you find. But that's easier said than done, because how do you let go of something you want so badly? It's really hard to do, isn't it? It's all easy mumbo jumbo to people to say, let go and it will come. But if we let go of it, didn't that easily, how much do we want it? I feel like I've been striving or waiting for this time in my life. I've never been more settled. I've never been more peaceful. I've never been more ready for what's about to hit me. I said before, I've never felt this successful. I've never felt this powerful. Like, I manage so many fucking businesses in a day and talk to so many people. And all my business partners are men, by the way, powerful men. And that's what's so exciting. I love bouncing ideas. But don't get me wrong, I love all the entertainment industry and I love what I do on a day to day because you guys all make me giggle and I like to be girly and have fun and just say fuck a lot and don't even know why I'm saying it, but I just like the sound of it. And like just to run around and I love my things, but I also love serious business. I love it. I love thriving on new adventures. And I probably had, I don't know, 10 meetings today. And it's so exciting because I'm just getting started. Actually, I just interviewed Julia Hart last night. I think I'm sure if most of you have heard of her from the Netflix show, My Unorthodox Life. And I'd been dying to speak to that woman, dying. I was absolutely fucking fascinated because there you all are saying, well, you're lucky. You had money growing up. What do you know? life has never been hard for you. All of these things that you like to say when you are too lazy to get off your own fucking asses and try and do it yourselves. She did. She fucking did. So that's my point. Like, that woman was an Orthodox Jew living, I mean, basically Orthodox Jews live a bit like Amish, right? So there's no electricity. Some of them don't have computers. Some of them don't have, they don't have TVs. They don't have newspapers. So when she left her life at 42 and went to the city, it was like visiting Mars. It was like, she had no friends. She didn't know one to call. She had no family, no money, no nothing to fall back on. Yet less than 2 years later, she is the head of a billion dollar company in New York. How the fuck does that happen if manifestation and the will to do things isn't real? It doesn't. It simply doesn't. So there you go for all of you doubters out there. She had no education, no formal education. She educated herself by reading books. There is no excuse anymore for anyone to say, I can't do it. I don't have enough. I'm not good enough. When you tell yourself and you put those things into the world, that's what your mind believes, but it's not the truth. You can be anything or do anything. Some of the businesses I'm working on right now, in a million fucking years, I wouldn't have put myself here. And I'm having serious, serious calls. I'm setting, it's nuts. I am so proud of myself because you can learn anything. I say to myself, I've given myself like a business degree in 6 months in whichever area I'm talking about. So keeping it all to myself, all for myself. But like, I'm just saying, whatever you need to learn or whatever you think you need to do, it is possible, ladies. Don't let anyone laugh at you or tell you you can't. And by the way, if they do tell you that, then just, you know, first of all, I've learned, don't tell anyone what you're doing. No one's ever happy for you. Don't. Just keep going. Just keep doing. I don't need to tell people anything I'm doing. I'm just slowly, slowly building my things. We start clearing at Bali any minute. I'm just closing on an apartment. It's super exciting. Life is good. Life is amazing. I'm updating the front of my house at the moment. And I'm doing all the things for me, not for everybody else, just for me, silently. Although this isn't that very silent, but like, I'm just enjoying my life. I don't need more. I don't need like anything else. I'm so happy. I'm on stage talking real estate, by the way, in America. And I was on stage, I think in Australia, we're going to be doing real estate as well. Like, I didn't know I could be talking about real estate until lately. And actually, why not? I absolutely love doing real estate. And people listen when I speak. I mean, you're all listening when I speak. I didn't know I could do all this. But actually, I think I'm a pretty good, like, counselor. Not that I'm going to be a counselor, don't worry. But I think I'm quite good at it. I mean, all my friends come to me, all of them, without exception. They come from business advice. They come for love advice because I'm very, very direct and pragmatic. You don't get any bullshit with me. And Julia Hart is just like me. She's just bloody like me. She is so sure of herself. To be a woman with no education and walk into a man's boardroom, sit down and take the helm eventually is no easy feat in New York. I mean, also, I mean, I've rushed out today to buy the book, but I'm impressed by the thought of like, how the fuck do you get even into the boardroom? I come from a huge background. It's kind of easy with my name to slightly to be able to get into rooms. So I do understand why some of you think I have an advantage, and I probably do. And the show also gives me advantage. I don't care who you are. You may not even like me, but you'll take the call. And so that does help. But she didn't have that. She was an Orthodox Jew from in the middle of nowhere. It's unfathomable thinking about it. Unfathomable. And now she's an absolute powerhouse with about 17 companies that are all doing well. And why? Because she thinks outside the box. And that's what I've been telling you guys for however long. You don't need to be school smart, book smart. You need to be street smart. You need to think. You need to solve a problem. You need to have confidence. We talked about confidence a lot in this podcast, and I know that some of you suffer from lack of it, or people have beaten you down or beaten it out of you. And I think that's another thing with manifestation and positive beliefs and all of these kind of things, is not to be able to be beaten down by people. Why would you let a complete fucking stranger crush your dreams? Why? Like somebody you've never met tell you that you're not capable, that you're not qualified. Well, qualified, maybe not. You're not capable. You can't. Why? Okay. I mean, I wrote a book. Right now, I think I've been, well, I don't know why, like a lot of divorce books came out. Right now, mine hasn't been published, but it will. It's finding my time. And actually now, because I do feel like, as I said, this year is my year. Watch me rise, people. Don't watch me rise. Watch me fucking fly. This is my year. And they will want my book. And you'll be reading my book. And I think that book wasn't meant to come out till now. Because it wasn't ready. Because it's not, shouldn't just be about divorce. My life isn't just about divorce. Divorce didn't define me. So many other things defined me. And divorce is a part of my story, but it's not my entire journey. And I think I was meant to tell that to all of you and to have something that I can look back on and you guys can take around with you. And again, just to give you all such a, I just want to kick you in the best possible way, kick you and say, you can do it. Like, these women came over today to ask me to be part of their female empowerment. What kind of female wellness for all these women that want to have surgery and need the best doctors and want to talk about feeling better in themselves. And I was thinking to myself, like, they're probably listening to this, God. I was thinking to myself, they were so sweet and so bubbly and so lovely. And they were looking at me and they all wanted to do all the things that I had done. They're queen of knowing everything. And I was thinking, why don't you just do it? Why are you thinking? What's stopping you do it? And that's the thing. It's like, these are the things that hold us back. Like in life, if you want to do it, do it. And it was funny because they were such ballsy go-getters, because they were saying that they loved me from the podcast and they're also divorced and they'd rather be with no one now than the wrong person or the person that tried to control them. And they, you know, they were powerhouses. I love it. I love women like that. Really, really fun. Knew what they wanted. Really sort of loud and proud and girls' nights and all this kind of stuff. And I was thinking, they wanted me to speak or to be the moderator. And I'm totally down to do something like that, actually, because I do love speaking to women about going out and getting exactly what you want. Where there's a will, there's always a fucking way. Literally. Where there is a will, there is a way. And that's really what is key to understand today. That there's always a million reasons why you can't, and I understand that, and money is normally the first. Like, but there's always a way of getting money. Money can, manifestation and doing abundance and all of these kind of things, I truly believe it works. I truly believe it works. I still write in my book every day, people. I know that they're off my website right now. Everything's off my website. Just got to tell you why, because I have just taken on a big 3PL company and they were being shipped out from one of my friend's houses and he's moved house and my gummies weren't ready. Everything is going to launch at once in the next few weeks with the 3PL and it will be a much better service. I just couldn't bear it doing it this way anymore. No offense to my friend, but he has a life. So then the manifestation books will come back up again so you can all get them. But even if it's not my one, but the shipping rates will be a lot better this time, by the way. So they'll be in all different countries and therefore you're not going to have to spend more on shipping than you do the bloody book. So I don't blame any of you who didn't buy them, but the ones that did, thank you very much. But those books, as I said, I do it every single day, be it mine or somebody else's, but I'd much prefer it was mine. It just refocuses you. And just opening the window and breathing fresh air, I can't tell you again, breathe fresh air in through the nose, out through the mouth, 3 or 4 times, very deeply, changes everything. The self-belief that things just, well, it's the law of attraction, isn't it? The Law of Fucking Attraction. Go and find a book on Law of Attraction and read it. But it's nuts. It's nuts. I kind of have a way of doing it without even realizing I'm doing it. And then I realize I got it. And as I said, I don't know what the date is. It's the 24th of April today, people. Watch this space. This year, I'm going to have the biggest year I've ever had. And you guys are along for the ride, which is really exciting. I will do some sort of a manifestation weekend. By the way, this is another thing. You guys have heard me talk about these retreats and then stop. The reason I bloody stopped is my schedule keeps getting filled up because we're on a press tour. The show's coming and I've got two tours. Well, I've got Australia, then Bali dates, and I can't bloody get one. I cannot find a date to get this bloody retreat in. I was thinking September. So hold on, September, October. I am going to get it in, but I don't want to put it in there again and have to move it. It's been insane. I have my speakers ready. I have what I want to do ready. And girls, we're going to have an amazing weekend. I'm going to do it in the Hamptons. I'm going to do it in New York because that's where most of you all are, and we'll have a fabulous time. You can still register your interest if you're interested in doing it. You just need to hang on. Everything went bananas. And I have a feeling there's no point doing it this second because, as you all know, Housewives launches in 2 weeks and then my life really won't be my life anymore. Hence, I want to do this trip and have some me time before I don't have a life for a bit again. But I want to tell you out there that I saw all of this. I knew I was going to go back to TV. I knew I was going to be successful. I've always known I'm going to be super successful. I've never doubted myself for a second. I've been disappointed in myself. I've been down, but I've never doubted. I knew I could do it again. And now I'm in this incredible phase in my life where I'm just like a bulldozer. A bulldozer. I will go through anything or anyone to get to the other side in the nicest possible way, as in none of you can stop me. And I still get the few lovely, lovely hates, DMs from all of you, which you love to send me, but they only fuel my fire. So keep sending them. Keep fucking hating because they fuel me. And it's for you that I'm going to become even more successful than I've ever been. So thank you for that. But it is a very, very powerful time in my star sign right now. I don't know about everyone else's, but I did my charts. And I feel extremely powerful as a woman. And it's a very, very, very amazing place to be on my 48th birthday, year of the dragon. I'm a double dragon, apparently. And Scorpio rising. So God protect those who cross me. And on that note, I am going to finish my packing for Namibia. So thank you for joining me for today's podcast. And I want to say again, thank you for all of your amazing messages that you sent me. The podcast is flying. Keep subscribing, please, downloading, rate, review, send questions, anything. I'm up. I mean, you can see I do all these crazy topics from sex to business to whatever you want. I'm here for you. And thank you for tuning in to Uncut and Uncensored with Caroline Stanbury. Thank you for listening. You can catch my new episode of my podcast every Wednesday. Please don't forget to follow so you don't miss any of the action. I want to hear from you, so leave me a rating and a review. Follow us on social for all the behind-the-scenes action and more information at Uncut and Uncensored by Caroline. See you next week.